Last week on Divine Destiny, Paul talked about a name change. Today, Paul will be teaching on multiplied seed. Let's join Paul now as he teaches multiplied seed.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I'd like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. The times we've been gathered together to talk, and to discuss, and to learn, and to share, we've been talking about a dream and a vision that God has placed in each and every one of our hearts. We've been talking and discussing how we can nurture this dream, how we can build on this vision, and how God could use us to change the world if we would just let Him. We were talking last time about a name change, how God changed the name of some of the people back in the Bible, and how God has a new name for us. And I hope everyone will search in their hearts and to pray in the attitude of prayer to make sure that God did give you a new name, and that new name is written down in heaven. Because God changed, you remember, God changed Abraham from Abram to Abraham. He changed Jacob's name to Israel, and He changed Saul to Paul. And you know, if you've been reading the Word, how these people have been blessed by God, how God used them, how God gave them a dream and gave them a vision, and how they stepped out on faith and to fulfill this dream that God has given. Today we're going to talk a little bit more about Abraham. We're going to talk about multiplied seed. God declared that Abraham's seed would be multiplied, that he would be exceedingly fruitful, and that he would be the father of all nations. You can read that in Genesis 17. 1 through 22. God promised Abraham that Sarah, who was beyond childbearing years, would bear a son. Abraham was 90 years old when he received that promise. This was an unnatural, seemingly impossible promise. God's word to you includes amazing promises. Believe God for great things, for even the impossible. God told Abraham that from his own loins would come a son with whom the covenant would be established. While God would bless his son Ishmael and make a great nation of him, it was Isaac and his seed who would receive the covenant promises. How does this part of the covenant apply to you spiritually? Let's trace the story. Initially, after receiving the promise of a son, Abraham tried to bring forth this covenant blessing through self-effort. Ishmael was born of a servant girl named Hagar, with whom Abraham had relations. And how often do we do that? God puts us a dream and a vision in our heart, and we get impatient, or we think, well, God, I don't think this is the right way that you're telling me to do it. I think I could do it better. I think I could do it faster. I think I could go further doing it my way. And we always wind up in trouble, just like Abraham did with Ishmael. He got ahead of God. He thought he could go and make the promise, but he didn't put his faith and trust in God, and it created a problem for him. Abraham knew God wanted to make him the father of a great nation, and it seemed impossible that an heir could come through his elderly and barren wife, Sarah. So, of course, Abraham took matters in his own hands, and Ishmael was born. But whose power was behind Ishmael? That of Abraham, or was it of God? Was the attempted fulfillment of the promised blessing made man-made or God-made? Was it birthed by the flesh or by the Spirit? And we know what happened. Ishmael represents your attempt to achieve God's blessings. You can bring an Ishmael on the scene anytime through your efforts, but God must birth an Isaac in his timing and in his way. Who is the source of your blessing? Who is the source of your spiritual vision? Who is the source of your ministry? Is your vision a useless striving of the flesh to attain power and fame? Or is it birthed by the Spirit of God? What he means by that, are you stepping out trying to make a name for yourself, trying to get things going, trying to make something bigger than what it's supposed to be, trying to do things that we know deep in our heart is not from God? That's us trying to birth an Ishmael. We are jumping out of the spirit and into the flesh, and then nothing will become of it. God can't use that, and that dream won't become a fulfillment. Is it time for Isaac to be birthed in your spirit? And in order for this to happen, Ishmael, which is our flesh, must be cast out. God told Abraham that Isaac, the son of the spirit, could not abide in the same house with Ishmael, the son of the flesh. And we both know that Satan, power, and spirit cannot dwell in a Christian person, and a Christian spirit cannot dwell in a Satan-filled spirit. There's got to be a separation. God can't use a man or a woman that has their own desires, their own spiritual, non-spiritual dreams. God can only use someone that he has put his presence in, his spirit in, that is willing to do what God asked him to do, even though it may not make sense to us. But we have got to trust God. God is saying to you, as he did to Abraham, grieve not for Ishmael, which is your self-effort, for in Isaac shall your seed be called. So don't grieve if what you're wanting to do doesn't come to pass, because God is not going to bless it. You get out of the flesh and get into the spirit, which is Isaac from God, and he will bless that. The fulfillment of divine destiny comes by the Spirit of God, not by the works of your flesh. Put aside your self-effort, your plans, your ambitions, and preconceived ideas. Ishmael, birthed by your flesh, must be cast out so your spiritual Isaac can flourish. That's how God wants to use you. He wants his spirit. He wants his dream. He wants his vision to be fulfilled through you. God can use you, and God will give you the strength. It may not make sense to us. It may seem impossible to us, but let's keep the Ishmael out of our life, and let's put Isaac's spirit into our lives, and let God do what God has intended and what God wants to do through us, through that vision that God has planted in our hearts. It is not our dream. It is not our vision. It is a God-given vision. It is a God-given dream. And if we would just sit back and we just let the Isaac spirit take over, amazing things can happen through you because you yield to God. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, how we thank you so much for this time that we can get together and talk about this dream and this vision that you have put in each and every one of our hearts. Father, I pray that you will help us to push the Ishmael aside. That, Father, that we won't try to push Ishmael and try to make this dream and this vision our reality, our plans. But, Father, that we will have the spirit of Isaac in our hearts. That, Father, that we will yield to you, yield to your spirit, and listen to you and do what you ask us to do. Father, I know if we would, that you would bless us beyond words. It may seem foolish to us, but to you it's not. And Father, I pray that you will help us to have the right spirit in our hearts and in our minds, that, Father, that we can go forth and we can make this dream and this vision a reality through you and through your blessings. Help us, I pray. Help us to search our hearts and to know that when that Ishmael spirit rise up in our hearts, that, Father, that we take it to you and that we rebuke it and that we let your spirit come back in, the spirit of Isaac, that you can touch us, that you can use us, and that we put self out of the way and listen to your words and to your promises. Father, we thank you that we have you to help us, to strengthen us, and to touch us. And Father, we thank you for this dream and this vision that you have put in each one of our hearts. Help us to fulfill it and help us to do it through you, through your spirit, I pray. In the wonderful, precious, mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Multiplied Seed. Join Paul next week as he talks about an everlasting covenant. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you are enjoying Paul's teachings. You can write or email us. Our email address is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Or you can mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington, 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.